Okay, today is Daf Pei Beis. We're on the top of Pei Beis, second line from the top. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol makom shatan Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Ei Masai, when is what the Chachamim said true? Or Ubameh, right? B'mishnah. When is that true? Like Bameh, when are they right? B'mishnah Tzeinu, in a Mishnah. Ein el lefarish divrei Chachamim. They're not arguing. They're just coming to explain. They're not arguing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ei Masai lefarish. Yeah, the word Ei Masai means to be mefarish, to explain. Bameh is lechalok, to argue. Okay? The Ei Masai lefarishu. One second. The Ei Masai is the lashon of lefarish. We're going to have a case where Ei Masai can't mean that. But now we learned in the Mishnah. The Elohein HaPsulin. These are the people that are pasul le'edus. They're pasul because they're violating a derabbanan of gzela. If you take a gun and you stick up a bank, for sure pasul le'edus. That's not on the list. Right? You walk into someone's house at night and you steal all their furniture. That's not on the list. That's a gzela. That's doraisa. But here they're like not really doraisa. They're not really blatant stealing. See what they are. Hamasachik Bekuvia. So the general explanation of that means that somebody is betting or gambling with games of chance. So what do you mean? I'm agreeing to play this game. Why is it stealing? Because nobody agrees to lose money. That's the bottom line. Even though they say they agree, the only reason why they're doing it is because they really think they're going to win. So it's not stealing blatantly. You're not sticking a gun to their face and taking their wallet. They're not doing that. But it's indirect stealing, and therefore it's asur midrabanan. You do that, you're pasul le'edus. Umahu beribis.
This is wrong.
Or you charge with interest. So it's some kind of charging with interest where it's not a deraisa. What exactly it is, you have to figure out a case where it's not deraisa. Or b'africha yonim. Or you, it's a machlokas what this means. Either you raise pigeons. Right, or some say you lure pigeons into your property. Nothing's wrong with that, but it smells. It doesn't look good. Not exactly sure what exactly it is. Somehow it's. You're right. It sounds like it's mezachik b'kovia. Right. Socher shvius. You sell shvius produce. Somehow it's not a doraisa. Some say shvius manazeh, which is only drabanan. Others say it's what you're doing is only drabanan. Anyway, Amar of Yehuda, Amosai. When is that true? Which everyone said it means only to be mefarish. When is that true? Bisman she'ein lo umas elahi. That's your profession. You're a professional gambler. You're a professional seller of shmita. You're a professional loan shark. Avo yesh lo umas shlohi. You have a regular job. Okay, so Matzah Shabbos, you go play some games like this, whatever. I'm not saying it's a good thing. You don't lose. You're not a puzzle aces for that. Not your job. Okay, you have a taiva to go play some game. Harezeh kosher. Then you're not a kosher. You're kosher le'edus. That's what Yehuda said. That's only if that's the only. V'tani Allah, we learned on that. Bebraisa, v'chacham omrim. No, bein she'elu umlis elohu, bein she'eshlo umlis shalohi. Harezeh pasul. They said it doesn't matter if it's your profession or not. Zakat just says Ei Masai comes to explain. It's a blatant argument. How could that be? Ella. So the answer is, hahi. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tarfoni. It's a different thing. It's not Rabbi Yehuda himself. It's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Tarfon. That the rule doesn't apply. Why? The Tanya Amar Yehuda B'Shem Rav Tarfon La'olam Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. You don't become a Nazir. The case was like this. Rashi explains. He's sitting around, and one says, "If he's a Nazir, I'll also be a Nazir. Guy needs a haircut. If he's a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir." And the other one says, "If he's not a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir." Something like that. So like. None of you are Nazirs. Why? Ein echad mehem Nazir. None of you are a Nazir. Why? L'fisha ein Naziris el lahafla. A Naziris, a vow of Naziris has to be, hafla means has to be uttered. It has to be a legitimate, if today's not going to rain, whatever, then I'll be good. Kind of expression is that? It's such an iffy thing. So that doesn't work. And now here, one of you for sure said something silly. Because either he's a Nazir or he's not a Nazir. So you said, if he is, I'll be. And if he says, if he's not, I'll be. That's a crazy thing. So, Alma, what do you see from here? Given the mesapkale, e nazir, e lo nazir, you have a doubt, is he a nazir, is he not? Hu lo meshabed nafshe. You didn't commit yourself to be a nazir. Hachanami, over here also. Given de lo yada, e kani, e lo kani. Here, same thing. You don't know, e kani, if you're going to win the bet or the grace or the whatever it is, e lo kani. Lo gamar umakne. You don't give it over with a full heart, right? You don't engage in it with a full heart. Therefore what? Therefore, you are not. It's not a real kinyan, and therefore it's a problem. Did I say that right? So the answer is like this. The reason why it's not explaining them. He's arguing with them. I that violates the rule. No, that's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's written in the name of Tarfon. That the rule doesn't apply to that. That's all. That was the answer. The rule only applies to Rabbi Yehuda himself. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda says the word Amosai, he's only explaining. Here he's arguing because they said it doesn't matter if it's his profession or not. It's a different thing. That's because we have a different business, a different person. It's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Tarfon. And what does he say? He says that only if it's your profession. Hajin Allah Chalon. Hajin Allah Chalon. Hajin Allah Chalon.
Now more of the same.
More of the same. Why the Mishnah now goes back to Tchum, I don't know.
And why does it start a new chapter on the same?
I don't know. We went to Tchum, now we went back to Mavois, now back to Tchum. I'm not sure why the Mishnah, I'm not sure why it's written like this. Ketzad mishtatef b'tchumen. How you mishtatef in a Tchum? What does that mean, you mishtatef in a Tchum? You could do, what you're going to do is like this. In other words, you know that the tzaddik is coming to the next town. And you, chances are, other people are going to want to go hear him. Or maybe you want other people to have the opportunity to go hear him. You want people to go hear him. So what do? You put up an Eruv, Tchum, for other people. Now we learned you can't do that because you're being chovah for them. Because if they can walk to the north, they can't walk to the south. And you say, if anybody's interested in this Eruv, it's there for you. You wake up on a Shabbos morning, it's there for you. You could go. Don't say, oh, I wish I could go, but I don't have a Eruv Tchum. No, I made it for you Friday. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Right? How do you do that? Meniach es achavis. You take the barrel, the omer, and you say, Hare ze l'chol b'nei ili, l'chol b'nei iri. This is for the whole town. Right? L'chol misha yelech. Anybody that wants to go. Anybody you want to join in this one, I have enough in here for everybody. You have to have a certain amount for each person. I have enough, more than enough. You want to go? L'beis ha'avel. You want to go to the Beis Avel in the other city? So that there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if you're allowed to do Nichem Avelim on Shabbos. Beis Shammai said no. Beis Hillel said yes. Obviously holding like Beis Hillel. Now, I'm not sure what that means because really is no Avelis. Hey, you want to go visit the guy. The guy's, there's no official Avelis. It's unofficial. Right? It's not sitting Shiva on Shabbos, but he's in the week of Shiva. So you go visit him. Oh, the Beis HaMishteh, or there's a big Simcha over there. V'chol shekibel alav mibod yom, mutter. If you're makabalit on Friday, before Shabbos begins, then that's good. Why? Misha techshach, aser. But if you only makabalit on Friday night, you come to shul after shach, after ma'ariv, and then you hear, ooh, the guy made erev, ooh, I wish I could join in that, that's too late. Why? Because she'ein ma'ariv misha techshach. You can't join in an erev after a Shabbos starts.
It's just for tchumen, right?
Just for tchumen.
So can a guy make several Erev Tchum and say, who wants join this one, who wants join the other one, he'll make one in each direction.
Right, so technically maybe yeah. That's a brewer, we've had that already. Right, the Chacham's coming to the town, but you don't know which town.
Depends if
you make it yourself. So what's the difference if it's you or someone else? What's the difference? I don't know if it's a difference.
So A makes the Erev, but B has to be notified about it.
Correct, so the Gemara's going to ask right now. Amr of Yosef, Ein Ma'arvin El Dvar Mitzvah. You can only, by the way, you can only make an Erev Tchum for a mitzvah. Right? Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Ein ma'arvin. Lo hi.
What's the Beis Avel? It's not a mitzvah.
Why not? It's still a mitzvah. We're going to see in a minute. A mitzvah is anything, basically. You'll see in a minute. Rashi says, Ein lo hi tiru chachamim. The chachamim did not allow losei tzchutz l'tchum to leave the tchum al yidei Erev ela l'dvar mitzvah. Rashi seems to say, you can't leave for any reason. Seems to say that, unless it's for a mitzvah. What if you made the tchum for a mitzvah, and now you want to go for a non-mitzvah? You made it for a mitzvah. You made it because you're going to be the tzaddik. You're the moil at the bris, and you need to walk over there. So you made it for the mitzvah. Now you want to go, I don't know, you want to go walk around. For no reason at all. Could you do that? Rashi seems to say no. Rashi seems to say no. Other Rishonim say yes. Once you make it for the mitzvah, you can use it for any reason. The Rambam says even a bigger kula. Even if you didn't make it for a mitzvah, it's a bidyavid, you can still use it. Right, what's considered a mitzvah? What's considered a mitzvah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, to visit your Rebbe, O chaveiro, Shabbat min haderech, want to visit your friend, afilu b'shvil leleches l'tayal b'yom yontif, O Shabbos, b'pardes, sheyesh lo simcha b'zeh, you enjoy taking a walk, you enjoy looking at the scenery, that's also a mitzvah. That also was not a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. What's not a mitzvah?
Yeah.
You just want to take a walk on Shabbos, right? And I love looking
Shabbos.
At...
Huh?
It's only Shabbos. So what's not a mitzvah?
Yeah, what's not a mitzvah?
What?
God
came to our mitzvah. Right? That's also a mitzvah. And then, of course, he says to run away from Goyim, it's also a mitzvah. Or, the looking for you, just want to bug you. It's also a mitzvah. So I go to the other town, and the guy won't find me. So it's not a mitzvah. So maybe it's to do an aveir, it's not a mitzvah, right? I'm going to go to be with some people I shouldn't be with. I'm going to go to talk Lashon Hara, so maybe that's not a mitzvah, right? So the definition of a mitzvah is very, very open, very broad. Even to go for a walk is considered a mitzvah.
It's not mitzvah.
What?
It's not literal mitzvah.
Right,
some
so it means... What?
For some people, Lashon Hara is on
a I understand. But then there's a conflict.
There's a conflict.
Then you need to work on you. You need to go learn something.
Right.
Yeah, we have a conflict with the
Torah. Right, well, that's always the case.
Exactly.
So my kamash malon, what's the chiddush that he said? Oh, he made a big chiddush only for a mitzvah. Tanina lachal mishi yelech lebeis avol lebeis mishnah. The mishnah said for an avol or for a mishnah, which is a simcha, which is a mitzvah. So now the gemara says, "Namad the tema urcha de milsa katani kamash malon." I would have thought the mishnah just stop mentioning examples, but lav dafke through mitzvot. So Rav Asi, Rav Yosef came along and said, "No, only for a mitzvah, only for a mitzvah." Okay. Now comes Yossi's point. V'chol shekibul alav mibod yom, shmas mina. You see from here, ain brera, that there's no brera. Why? Because on Friday night you heard that the gabbai made an eruv for anybody who wants to join, because there's going to be a good shear in the other town. Friday night you heard about that and you said, "Oof, I wish I could have joined that." Right? What did the Mishnah say? Once Shabbos begins, you can't join. Right? Oh, I wish I could have joined. So what do you see? There's no brera. We don't allow a retroactive determination that you're part of the Erev. We don't allow that.
No brera, maybe.
The EH brera, because if it would hold from brera, tigolei milfil lemafreya, dimi ba'od yom, havi nichalei. If we would hold from Brera, then now Friday night, we should say, it's revealed that 3 hours ago, you would have wanted to be part of the Erev, had you known about it.
Maybe the Brera is that there's two Erev, and you say, you know about, but you didn't decide it which one you're going.
What?
Maybe the Brera is that you wanted Mishtakim, but you didn't decide to which one, the one going this way, one going the two Shurim going. I said, I'll decide later, and then come Shabbat and say, I think I want to go to that one. That's
no, is that... Also, first of all, it's also Brera.
Right.
Second of all, that's not what the case was in the Mishnah. The case was one Erev. You made an Erev because you know people want to go here that year. The guy didn't know about it. Came home from work a minute before Shabbos, runs to Shul, after they make an announcement, after davening. Oh, I wish I would have known that.
It is
a sort of Brera, no?
No.
So one second. So,
of course, There's two types of Brera. There's that, and there's this.
They're both Brera.
What's this exactly? We have no knowledge of it.
So the Gemara is going to sort of answer your question. So before we get to that, what's the assumption of the question? The assumption of the question is that why wouldn't we not say Brera on a Din D'Rabbanan? That's the question. On a Din D'Rabbanan, why don't we say Brera? On a Doraisa, I understand we don't say Brera. I understand. Why is
not
right. Why is there no Brera on the Doraisa? Why not?
There is Brera on the Doraisa.
There is?
Yeah. On Maser on Shabbos. Oh, that's the Rabbanan, right?
Yeah. How come there's no Brera by the Doraisa? So the Ran says, I'll tell you why not. Because we have a rule, Safek the Rabbanan Lakula, and Safek the Doraisa Lakumra. So to have a Brera is a Kula, so it's okay. So the Ran says, if you could think of a case where Brera would be Lakumra, if you can think of such a case where brera, holding from brera would turn into a chumra, then you can do it on Shabbos. Because then you can do it for daraisa too. Because it's a chumra. Others say that's ridiculous. That's crazy. Now, he doesn't give an example. They say no. The reason is because since the chachamim made up the rabbanon, so they built in the kula of brera. I think that's much. Okay, fine. Anyway, Amarav Yashi, hodi'uhu v'lo hodi'uhu katani. No. The Gemara basically says Yossi's answer. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi will explain it better. Hodi'uhu, if you knew about the Eruv in the afternoon, then mutter. Then you can join into the Eruv after Shabbos begins. Nothing wrong with that. Why? That's Brera. Afal pi, shalonis ratzem mibod yom. Even though in the afternoon your wife told you, she called you at work and she said, by the way, we just got an email. The Gabbai said he's making an Erev Tchum for anybody who wants to join because there's a guest speaker in the next town. And you tell your wife, I'm not so interested in that speaker. Then, v'nisratza v'shechashecha. Then after Shabbos begins, you go to shul, you hear the buzz about this guy. Ooh, he's so good. I changed my mind. That's okay. That's Breyer. Why? Because you knew about it when Shabbos began. You knew about it. You just decided, you know what, I don't think I'm interested. Now, after Shabbos began, you change your mind. That's okay.
What's the
prayer? Amrinon, Huvrar. It's Huvrar Shekodim Zman Kinias Erev Daito Lakachaya.
But he said openly that it's not.
Okay, so he changed his mind. You're allowed to change.
His mind is not prayer.
So that's exactly what I'm saying. Now on Shabbos, you change your mind. That from before Shabbos, I really wanted to be linked in with this Eruv.
But he said openly he didn't want.
That's exactly the chiddush. You can change your mind. You're allowed to change your mind and avail yourself of Brera to be able to go to the Tchum. You're allowed to do that. Loho diyuhu ad shechashecha. But if you didn't know about it until it got dark, you didn't even know about this Tchum. No one told you. You come to shul and they make an announcement. By the way, we had a thing. My Brera ikka. What kind of Brera is there? There's no Brera. How could you say, well, I want to avail myself?
What do you mean it's the same Brera? One is, if I would have known that a guy is so good, I would have wanted. So now I want. So that's Brera.
Right.
No, if I would have known that there is such a thing, that they made a tool for that, I would have joined. It's the same Brera.
So that's exactly what the Gemara is answering. The difference is, if you knew about it before Shabbos, or you didn't know about it before Shabbos.
Right.
If you knew about it before Shabbos, even if you thought you're not going to use it, you're not going to. Then you change your mind. That's Brera.
If you didn't know and now you know that's not Brera.
Exactly. Then? You didn't know. What kind of Brera is that? You didn't know about it.
Right. If I would have known, then I would have gone. That's for Brera.
Whether you're going to use it or not, your knowledge of the existence of that Erev
before Shabbos. Shabbos
says, okay, I have an Erev. I want to use it fine, but I want to use it also fine.
Right. The Or Sameach asks your question. Right? And he says like this. He says, let's say a guy says to a woman, I'll be Makadish you on condition that my father agrees to it. If my father agrees to it, it's a good condition. And if he doesn't agree, it's not a good condition. And you give her the ring. And you go to your father, and he says, yeah, I agree to this. Isn't that Brera?
Obviously it is.
Isn't that Brera?
Yes. Based on this, it is.
And at the time that you gave her the ring, your father didn't have a clue. He didn't have a clue. So what on earth is the Gemara talking about? What's Rashi saying? It's not even true. Well, he says not true. It's not true. It's not true that the difference is whether you know about it. Because in the case of the Kedushin, the father doesn't know about it. And yet, it's up to him. Why not?
It's something different.
What's the difference?
A tonight is not a Brera.
You're in control.
Huh?
So
what you all mean to say is. What you mean to say is, you just can't get the words out, which I also thought about until I read the answer. What you mean to say is, you don't need your father to be Makadish a woman. You don't need him. You're making another condition of the... Really, you don't need him at all. You can just give her the ring and she'll be married to you. You want to throw in a Brera condition? Extra, not necessary? It doesn't matter if he knows about it or not. Why? Because his agreement is not vital to the marriage. It's just something you imposed. Therefore, he could break the shidduch or not break it, even though he doesn't know about it at the time. But so what? So you see from there that sometimes it does.
What?
So you see sometimes it does. As of when the father agrees to it. But it's only because you don't need him. That's a good question. So then when does the... And then an hour later the father says, I agree. So that goes back to the... That's a good question. I don't know. However, here, you must know about it. Why? Because you can't have an Erev at night. You can't be joining Erev once Shabbos begins. It's a necessary component of the Erev. Therefore, you have to know about it. That's the difference.
Why can't the guy be mezaka you when he makes it?
What?
Why can't he mezaka anybody?
He can. That's what we just started off saying.
What?
But you have to know about it. Because if you don't know about it, you can't, as Rashi said, my brera ikka. What do you mean I'm retroactive? You didn't know about it. That's the distinction.
But I had you in mind.
And by the way, you must know about it. Because not knowing about it is key to an Erev, unlike a marriage, where the father doesn't know. Who cares about the father? You made another condition. So you made another, you can make any condition you want. If it snows tomorrow, I'll marry you. It's not Brera. If it snows, it's a condition. Okay, it happens to me that you made it totally on another person. You can do that. You can do that all you want. It's not necessary. You don't have to do that. Here, you have to do it.
Rabbi makes Erev Tavshil for the whole town, and right. You know it's
that. So the answer is like it's built-in subconscious knowledge. So you want to say the same thing over here?
I wanted to make an error. I forgot about it.
Right, yeah. Right. That's the difference. It's a great lumbus. Yeah, okay. Very good. Next. Amar Ravasi. Okay, now we're going to visit with this Gemara here. Amar Ravasi. Katan ben sheish, yotze be'erev imo. A katan who's 6 years old. A katan who's 6 years old can join in his mother's eruv. Okay? He's part of his mother's eruv. You don't have to tell a six-year-old, by the way, you want to go to that chair tomorrow? You don't have to tell him that. He automatically gets his mother's Eruv. What? One second. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Afa gaf, the ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. So what's he even talking about, Rabasi? You can only make an Eruv for a mitzvah. Mikol makom, yotzei katan be'erev imo, di'ef shalo lanicho mishum dekarech acharei. Right? What do you can't leave him alone, the boy. You can't leave him alone. The mother's going to the shir. You can't leave him alone. So the boy can come along.
So from this we learn that women, when they go to shir, they have to take the kids.
Not only that.
Yeah.
Inami. Look at Tosa's second answer. Inami. Bekatan nami mitzvah lechanko. There's also a mitzvah of chinuch on a cotton. So you tell the cotton, you know, we made the ear for you. You tell them the whole thing. Say the achronim, you see from here, even on a woman. That a woman has a mitzvah of chinuch. You see from this Tosfos, it's black and white. Mm-hmm. Now, where's the father? So the Gemara is going to say the boys like the mother better than the father, right? So the mother wins over the father, right? Interesting Tosfos.
So
right? The chinuch goes in the mother.
Right.
Now, one second. Meitzvei, one second. Kat, we have a braisa that says not like that. It says, katan shetzarach l'imo. If a katan needs his mother, yotzei be'erif imo. He can go with his mother's Erev. And if he doesn't need the mother, then he can't use his mother's Erev. He can't avail himself. Okay, we didn't finish the question. And by the way, Tananami Gabi Sukkah. The same story by a Sukkah Kiyagav. The same thing. Katan Shetzarach L'Imo. If a Katan doesn't need his mother anymore, he's old enough, he's independent. Chayev B'Sukkah. Then as Hechinuch, he has to go sit in the Sukkah. And the mother doesn't want to go out, it's cold. She can stay in the house. A 9-10-year-old boy doesn't need his mother. What's his excuse? There's a chiv of chinuch to go to the sukkah. He doesn't need his mother. He's old enough. Vavinamba. What age is that? Now, Rav Asi said a 6-year-old boy. That's what Rav Asi said. A 6-year-old boy. Amid the Rav Yanai, kol shenifne ve'ein imo mikancho. What's the mikanchoso? The shir is that a boy goes to the bathroom and he doesn't need his mother to come wipe him. That at that age, he's considered old enough. That's the age. Rishur ben Lakish Omar. Call Shinir Mishnasa Veina Kari Imo. Ima. He wakes up in the middle of the night and doesn't call out mommy. So he says, Ima's like a dog, mommy. Everyone does that. Everyone calls out, cries out for their mother in the middle of the night. Right? No, Ela Ema, call Shinir Mishnasa. It means you wake up in the middle of the night, Veina Kari Ima Ima. Somebody might say Ima, ma, ma, as a knee jerk. You don't say it more than once. You don't You know, constantly repeating it, meaning he's still a child. He's still a baby. He's still a little child. The comma, what number is that? Four or five. Rashi says, Karulev ein tzarich l'imo, kol chan chum churfei. Not everyone's the same. Not every kid's the same. Some at four, some at slept till five. After that already, they're old enough. Now Rav Asi said six. Here he said five. So it's a problem. Right? That's the problem. Right? Alma, Rashi says, Michi havi bar chamesh, boizel zechia. Once you turn five already, you're on your own. But tfei bar dalit, lo karulev tzarich l'imo, right? Once you turn five already, you're on your own. So Rav Asi said six. So it's a problem. So Amar of Yeshua Brei Davidi, Ki Kamer of Asi. Now Rav Asi was talking about a different case. Could be Rav Asi was talking about a case that he was six. Really, Rav Asi would agree that a five-year-old, you're on your own. He would agree with that. What's going on over here? Ki Kamer of Asi, Ki Kod Jeir V'Olav Aviv L'Tzafon V'Im Oladarm. The father made an Erev to the north, and the mother made an Erev to the south. Now, the boy has to go with one of them. He can't stay home alone. The answer is, he'll go with his mother. Dafilu bar sheish, nami betavsa de'imei nichle. He'd rather go with the mother. Nothing to do with what the age is for chinuch. Nothing to do with that. He had to go somewhere, the boy. He'd rather go with the mother. The mother's kinder. The mother's right. Maybe it's a shorter walk. Whatever it is, he'd go with the mother. Okay? That's the answer to the question. But he would agree that the chinuch stops at five. That the non-chinuch stops at five. Like the Gemara said. Four or five, depending on the...
Does he have to know about it?
What? I don't know. Meisvei, well, if he's chinuch, he has to know about it. He can't do chinuch without him telling what he's doing.
I'm saying, before Shabbos, he has to know what he's doing.
I don't know. Meisvei, katan shetzarech l'imo. One second, we have a brisa that says like this. Katan that needs his mother, yotze be'erev imo. He can go with his mother's erev. V'kama, what age is that? Ad ben sheish, up to six. Rav Asi said six. And there he says up to six. So, Tiyufta, Rav Yehoshua, Bereid of Edi Tiyufta. It's a kasha on him. Right? He said, really, up to five. Right? That was his answer. His answer was, really, up to five. However, over here, it's not a question of chinuch. It's a question of, there are two areas. Where does the boy rather go? So he'd rather go with his mother. That can't be right, Pshat. Because it says straight up to six. Right? Lema to have it yufta de Rav Asi. Let's say it's also a kasha on Rav Asi, and he won't say the ad, the low ad bichlal. Right? He said up to six. So Amalek Rav Asi, no ad the ad bichlal. They're saying the same thing. So up to six, including six, or not including six. So they're saying the same thing. Right? Lema to have it yufta de Rav Yanai Virish Lakish. So let's say it's a kasha on them. What'd they say? They said four or five, depending on the maturity. Now you see it's another up to six, right? Lo kasha, ha de itzi avu b'masa. Now one is where the father's around. Ha de lo itzi avu b'masa. And one is where the father's not around. In other words, when the father's around, so if the father's there as support or whatever it is, then the pshat is like this. There's a Rashi. Ha de itzi avu b'masa. Look at the Rashi. And the child can go with the father or not. And the father went to a business meeting. He's in the other side of town. Then once he's four already, the boy doesn't necessarily need his mother so much because he knows the father's here. The father's here. He's not here right this minute. He's at work, but he's around. He's not in China on some business trip. He's here. The Brisa was talking about where the father's not here. So that makes the boy more dependent, right? And therefore, even a little bit older boy will still need his mother. Rav Yeshua, lo matzah l'shnu yachi, and then Rashi has a whole shot why Rav Yeshua, at the top of the page, couldn't give that answer. Okay. Next. Tana Ravanan. Ma'ariv Adam, a person can make an Erev, al yedei b'no ubito haktanim, on his young children, v'al yedei avdo v'shivchasu haknanim, and his Avadim Kananim, Yossi, Bein Ladaiton, Bein Shalol Ladaiton, whether they know about it or not. Aval Eino Ma'ariv Lo Yedei Avdo Ushkaso Ivriim, but you can't bind your Jewish servants. You have no right to do that. Evid Ivri, Lo Al Yedei, but no, Bita Magdolim, not your adult children. V'lo de ishto, well, not your wife either, elami daitam, unless they know about it. Right?
Why the ishto, ishto kigufo? Ishto should be allowed.
So, one second. Tana idach, tani idach, lo ya'ariv adam al yedei b'no ubitu hagadolim. You can't make an era for your adult children. By the avdo shchatzo ivriim, or Jewish servants, v'lo al yedei ishto, elami daitam. You have no right, just because you're married to her, you have no right that she can't go there because she has to go there. She wants to visit her grandmother over there. No, you're coming with me to the shir. You have no right to do that. Right? Avo ma'ariv hu al yedei avdo v'shevchatzo ha'knanim. But you can do that to your kananim, your avadim kananim. Why? Because they have no rights. You own their guf. You can do that to your kids. Their hand is like your hand. They have no independence. The kulon she'irvu, and whenever you make this eruv, the eruv alehem, and anyone who makes an eruv and includes them, rabban yotz ve'irv alehem rabban yotzin b'shel rabban. They go out whatever the master did. Chutz min ha'isha, except for a woman, but they shi'achal limchos. She's allowed to protest. She's like, I don't want to go over there to that guy. I want to go to the other shir. So she, I understand. She's your wife, isha kugufa. You can't force her to go. You can't force her to be bound by your eruv. You can't. You can do that to your 8-year-old kid. You can do that to. You can't do that. You can't do that to your wife. You can't do that.
She didn't protest because she could have protested.
Right, isha maishna. Why is she single out over here at isha? What about every? Yeah, that's what you meant. I'm a rabbi, Isha v'chol d'damila. Right, a wife and all the ones that are like her, meaning all the adults. The Amar Mar, we just said, chutz min Isha, except for a wife, mipnei shi'chol limchos. Because she's allowed it, she can protest. Taima, the reason is, demachi. What about hastama? What about if she doesn't say anything? You walk in Friday afternoon, by the way, honey, we're making the air from the north today, this Shabbos. And she nods, she doesn't say a word. Hastama, right? Nafka midibayla. So Mistama, she didn't say anything. She okay, I'll fine. Yes, I wanted to go to that shir anyway tomorrow. That's fine. Right? Haktani Resha, but it said in the Resha, Elami Daita. That she has to know about, she has to agree. My lav, the Amri in, doesn't that mean where she says yes, okay? Right? But from the Sefer it implies she doesn't have to say anything. From the Resha it implies she does have to say something. So the Gemara says, Ela, my, no. My, Ela, midaitam. What does it mean, midaitam? The same thing. The ishtiku. She doesn't have to say, yes, I agree. As long as she's quiet, she doesn't argue with you. What? Yeah, ishtiku, no, we assume. She doesn't protest. She doesn't say anything. She's okay with it. She doesn't have to, yes, my husband. I want that. She doesn't have to say that. Yeah. Lady.
Why is this different than before when we said the man is allowed to change his mind?
So the Gemara we're going to answer that question right now. La fuke, but a different case would be Hecha da Amar Lo, where she said straight out, no, I don't want to go to that shir. I want to go to the other shir. I want to go to my grandmother, right? One second. Ha, but it says, V'kulan she'irvu, v'irv alehen, if anybody makes an eruv, v'irv alehen rabban, in other words, they made an eruv, huh? The wife, the servant, right? The eruv alehin rabban, and the master, the husband, also made an eruv. Yotzin b'shel rabban. They have to follow him, right? Now v'stamahu, that's a case of stam. V'katani, what does the Mishnah say? Chutz min ha'isha d'lanafki. The woman's not bound by her husband. In other words, if the woman makes an eruv, the wife makes an eruv, and the husband makes a different eruv. What's the halacha? The wife is not bound by the husband's eruv. She didn't protest. She didn't say a word. So Gemara answers, what do you mean? Amar Rava, kivan she'irvu ein l'chamicha gadol mizeh. Since she made her own eruv, there's no bigger protest than that. There's no bigger protest. She doesn't have to say, honey, by the way, I'm not holding from your eruv. She made her own eruv. There's no bigger protest than that. Therefore, so the general rule is like this. If she doesn't argue, she doesn't say anything, then yeah, she holds, she's agreeing with the husband's eruv. If she makes her own eruv, or she says, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to make my own in a few minutes. Then she's allowed to do that.
Like in the first mission of the parents, all we need, the requirement was just knowledge of the air before Shabbat. It wasn't agreeing. Okay, they made air, the rabbi made air. Okay, that's good enough.
Exactly.
Here,
that's an air of Tashilin.
No, the first mission is going to, he needed knowledge before Shabbat.
Right.
He didn't have to agree with it.
Right.
Okay, he made an air. That's good enough. In that case, here, it seems like the question of whether she has to agree.
Right, so maybe the difference is because here it's your own house. Yeah. So it's a funny thing. You have two people knowing that, right? Okay. Kamahu shiuro, how much is the shear? How much food do you have to give for an Erev? Mazon shtei sudos to kol echad v'echad. This is now we're back to Erev. This is Erev Tchum, right. Mazon shtei sudos to kol echad v'echad. That's different than an Erev Chatzeros. Erev Chatzeros was two meals for everybody to share.
But we have already an entire discussion.
Yeah.
Erev
Chatzeros
we have.
No, we have a Tchumim also. What foods can you use, what quantities? No, we did,
but now it's fine for the other Erev. Yeah. Anyway, Mazon Lechol, Falol Shabbos, Divir Remeir. Remeir says it has to be weekday food. Doesn't necessarily have to be Shabbos food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shabbos Falol Lechol. Only for Shabbos and not for weekday food. V'zev v'zev mischad l'chol. They're both trying to be makel here. What's going on? Rashi says, Remeir Savar, listen to this beautiful Rashi. Remeir Savar, B'Shabbos, Achol Inish Tvei. People eat more on Shabbos. Why? Mishom debasim, because they're good moods, right? Like besamim, right? Basim. Like l'chayev inis lebsume, right? To get lebasim, tavshileha. They're very interested in food. Everyone loves Shabbos. Who doesn't love Shabbos food? Va'amri inchi ravcha lebsime shchiach. I have more food on Shabbos. Most people, that's true. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, kivan de Shabbos soe chalosh sudos, since you eat three meals, eino ochel harvi b'chol suda. You don't eat as much at each suda because you have a third meal. So therefore, you hear this? Therefore, your mazon could be a little less. Now, by the way, you only have to have mazon for two meals. We're going to see in a minute why that's true. What about shalosh sudos? We'll have an answer for that in a minute. We might not get to it right now today. But yeah, that's the story. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omar, mi kikar bepundion, a kikar that cost a pundion, mi dalet sin besela, when four saw equal a sela. Rabbi Shimon Omar, shtei yados lekikar, two portions of a kikar, mi shalosh lekav, when three cost a kav. Chatzia lebeis hamanuga, half of that is the shear you have to eat to make your clothing that you're holding tame in a house of tzaras. Half of that is lepasel l'sagvia, to be pasel eating food that you're eating. Okay, that's the derabanan. Kama mazon shtei sudos, amar v'yuda amar rav, tarti rifta akriyasa. Two breads of some kind of that kind of bread. Ravada barava amar tarti rifta nahar pipisa, a different kind of bread. Only Rav Yosef braid the rava, avuch kaman spirele. Who do you hold like? I hold kermeir spirele. Ah, no, not a kermeir spirele. I also hold like kermeir. The ikar of Yehuda, kasha, ha'amri, inchi, ravcha, l'msimei, shchiach. What do you mean? It's not, Rav Yehuda is not right. People do eat more on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda says people eat less because of shal shudim. That's not really right. Most people eat more on Shabbos, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omar, Tana, ukrofim devrei liyos shavin. The two shears here that we gave, one was a pundion, when four saw equal a sela, and the other one was two portions when a shalosh kav. They're really almost the same shear. The question is, really? Me dummy? The Rav Yochanan arba, so adusa lakava, four, and the Rav Shimon, teisha sudasa lakava, is nine. Four kav and nine are very different. That's far apart. Arba of chitza, no. Tzimi hen shlish l'chenveni. Take away a third that you have to pay for the storekeeper. So therefore, what are we down to now? Vakati lamar tisha lamar shis, 1/6 and 1/9. Ella kididuch of chista. Another thing of tzemehin mechsel lechenveni. You know, you give half to the chenveni. So if you give half to the chenveni, vakati lamar tisha lamar tamni, 1/9 and 1/8. That's right. Hayinu dekamer krovin ledvarim liyos shavin. They're very similar. Now kasha l'rav chista d'rav chista. Rav chista is a stira. Why is he a stira? One time he said half, and one time he said a third. Lokasha, had the kayav labalabayas TV, had the lokayav labalabayas TV. One is where he gave wood, and one is where he didn't give the wood. If you give the wood, you pay more for that. Therefore, you give half. You don't pay for the wood, you only have to give a third. All right, we'll stop here. The Gemara is going to say, I thought it was today, I think it's on Shabbos' daf. The Gemara is going to say, what happened to Shalosh Shudos? Why is only Moses for two meals? So the answer is, what's the whole purpose of an Erev Tchum? To make your makom shvisa. That's kone with two meals. I have a din to eat a third meal on Shabbos. It doesn't have nothing to do with this. The makom shvisa is built on two meals. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by the last line. Everybody have a good day.